Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. For anybody that might be unfamiliar with my voice because you might be a new listener, my name is Peter Mingles. We started Building Fortunes Radio a long time ago. It was towards the tail end of 2012, beginning part of 2013, and I did this primarily because I knew I wanted to have a microphone to be able to introduce and speak with and pass microphones to people that were doing the right things in home-based businesses. Well, we have a ton of radio shows that we've done on Building Fortunes Radio, but this is our second one for a new customer of ours. Their name, the business is called Q Streaming. Q is spelled C-U-E, and you're going to want to remember that. But Q Streaming is one of those streaming services that is really breaking the mold, and it was introduced to me from a friend, and I said, you know, a lot of people need to know about this, especially with the idea that it's available for people to be able to use it and save money and get better services and get better customer service, as well as for those people that would be interested in maybe raising some funds, they'd be able to have that as well. So I get a chance to interview a lot of people. We interviewed David, who owns the company. He was here last week. If you want to hear that again, if you go to buildingfortunesradio.com/Q-streaming, you'll be able to hear that. If you go to buildingfortunesradio.com, because I know a lot of people don't like to spell long things, /Q, meaning C-U-E, you'll be able to hear all of the radio shows that we do. But I mentioned something about nonprofit, and the gentleman who is on the radio show with us right now is heading up their nonprofit division, and he's got a great background, and I'll read just a little bit about his background. His name, first of all, is Kent Benson. And if you're in the Midwest and around Indiana, I don't have to say anything else. I mean, you probably know who he is already. Super-duper successful in business and super-duper successful in basketball. And I grew up in New York, where professional sports was like kind of where it was. And I'm sure basketball was there, but I wasn't really a big basketball fan. But when I went to the Midwest, when I was an area VP with a company called Electrolux, and we had Illinois and Indiana and all that sort of stuff, holy cow, college basketball, big, and professional basketball, big. I mean, like, big. I mean, like, it was crazy. It was crazy. The things that people do for basketball in the Midwest is insane. And he was a legend. Besides having, he's got four daughters, I believe, and a whole bunch of grandkids. I'm going to let him tell you his basketball story. He doesn't like to brag, so I'm telling you, I'm going to let him brag as much as he wants about basketball. And I want you to kind of share his level of enthusiasm for what he does. But part of the NBA, you know, winning all kinds of things, and for all those accolades that people can get in the basketball business, I don't have to tell you about this, but it's somewhat like, I know there's religion and then there's basketball, and there's not a big line that separates some of them sometimes. I mean, people are fanatics when it comes to Indiana basketball. So, Kent, thanks for being here on this, and can you share with us a little bit about your basketball background, because that's somewhat intriguing.
Sure, Peter. Thank you so much. I'm honored and blessed to have this opportunity to join you on your radio show here. I thank you so much. Well, you know, like you said, I have a hard time talking about myself and my successes, but I owe all my success to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And, you know, I was, believe it or not, I was taller than my first grade teacher. So that started out the right way. And by the time I was in fourth grade, I was playing on the fifth and sixth grade team as a fourth grader because I was bigger than even the sixth graders. My basketball prowess continued. I played seventh grade basketball, eighth grade basketball. Then as a ninth grader, I was moved up to the varsity team to play high school varsity basketball in my hometown of Newcastle, Indiana, in East Central Indiana. In fact, my high school gymnasium is the largest high school gymnasium in the world. It seats 10,000 for a high school basketball game, and bigger than a lot of college arenas as well. So I was blessed to have great people in my life who took a genuine interest in me, not only as an athlete, but as a person in the classroom, out of the classroom, and also as a Christian. And I was blessed to be able to become Indiana's Mr. Basketball in 1973 when I graduated from Newcastle, Indiana. And I attended Indiana University where the infamous Bob Knight was coach. Bobby Knight was my coach. I was there from 74 through 77 for 4 years, and in 1976 we won the national championship. We're the last undefeated national championship in the country. No one's done it in the last 47 years, and blessed to play on with a great group of guys. And we should have done it in the year before in 1975. We were 31-1, and should have been 32-0 in that year as well, but. Anyway, I was blessed to be named the number one draft pick overall in 1977 by the Milwaukee Bucks. I played 2.5 years with the Milwaukee, 6.5 with the Detroit Pistons, a year with the Utah Jazz, a year with the Cleveland Cavaliers, and a year in Italy. So for 12 years professionally. And I was able to walk away under my own terms and conditions. I had an opportunity to continue playing in Italy for 5 more years, but my daughters, who were all very athletic as well, decided that, they wanted dad around to support them, and I didn't blame him. I had lived my dream, my career of playing professional basketball, and I got a chance to be with my daughters, to watch them grow, and was very successful with their basketball prowess, too. They all received college scholarships playing basketball and volleyball. My youngest became a two-time All-American volleyball player at Indiana University, and then went on to play 7 years professionally overseas. So after that, I retired from professional basketball. I still was involved with kids and charities and what have you, given basketball clinics and what have you, but also started out in the business world and had a lot of different successes and what have you. But everything I ran into was always seemed to be a challenge. And then I come across David Waddell. David and I met back in 2005. David is the founder and chairman and CEO of Q Streaming. And David and I became great friends. And in 2008, David started writing this program and putting together this the Q Streaming. Of course, 17 years later, here we are now. Q Streaming is great. CUE, it stands for Communication Unites Everyone, Inc. And so I'm blessed to have this opportunity. Thank you.
Excellent. So great background. It's to work with people that have gone through the athletic background. Most people never reached any level like you're referencing, so you are definitely an exception. But I love to work with people that have athletic backgrounds because they do whatever it takes to get the job done. They play hurt. They just do what they do. And that when it comes to running a business, they have a tendency of becoming super successful in business as well because they bring their head with them wherever they go. So I would probably say we'll talk a little. I'd love to have you back talking about more of your experiences and all of those types of things as well. But your friend David decided to give you the nonprofit division of your VP of, I don't know specifically what the title is, but I know you're a VP of what you do with nonprofits. So can you share with us a little bit about Q Streaming first? Then we're going to take a commercial break, and on the second side after the commercial break, we'll talk about how many people and what types of people might be able to use it for nonprofits and fundraising. So talk to us a little bit about, your perception of Q Streaming. What is it? Like for some people that might be listening in, what is it?
Well, Q Streaming is a way in which we're changing the world of entertainment. And by that, I mean that we're able to offer people for $2 a day, all right, $2 a day or $59.99 a month, thousands of channels, over 2,500 channels, over 28,000 movies, over 3,500 TV series. you know, I'm talking about Yellowstone and NCIS and Big Bang Theory, and, you know, we could go on and on and on. And what we're able to do is provide people with a great opportunity of being able to watch anytime, anywhere, be able to stream on 5 devices at the same time, Q streaming and everything that we have to offer. I'm talking about movies and TV series on demand, live TV and local stations, top-tier channels. They're included, entertainment wherever wherever you go. No contracts. That's a big, big thing. No hidden fees is another thing. Is because it, as you're well aware of all the different streaming companies out there, they're constantly increasing their subscriptions. You take the cable companies, they're doing the same things, and a lot of times people are cutting the cords. I saw here recently that over 2.5 million people have cut their cords with the cables companies. And basically for one low monthly price of $59.99 a month or for $2 a day, this is what we offer. I mean, for the sports enthusiast, we have live sports. You never miss a game. You can stream the games from pro leagues and colleges, including the NFL, NBA, the NCAA, Big Ten, and many more. We even have pay-per-view. Pay-per-view is included in this this great package. And, you know, it's incredible to have access to all this and be able to stream all these on 5 devices at the same time. And, you know, when I saw this, as David was developing it over the years, I was, you know, he had frustrations, needless to say. He was way ahead of his time, and he had people that said they could provide certain services to him. And when he hired them, then they weren't able to provide the service that they said they could. And, you know, it really created a challenge and a situation for him, but he stuck with it and now has developed, with his great vision and God's blessing on it, has put together an incredible group of individuals that are very talented. The expertise, knowledge, experience in all aspects of business, especially from the technology world, to have what we have from a technology standpoint is such a blessing. So that's kind of it in a nutshell. I mean, then from my perspective, I'm able to help the Q streaming from this aspect that I'm vice president of nonprofit fundraising and development. And with that, we help people not only save money, but also help organizations and individuals make money.
Excellent. Okay, good. We're going to take a little commercial break. You're listening to Kent Benson, and he handles the nonprofits for Q Streaming. We're going to be right back.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLeads.com. Just visit www.networkleads.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, networkleads.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networkleads.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous Blog, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. Networkleads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we're back. Peter Mingles here on Building Fortunes Radio. You can hear this as well as the previous radio shows on buildingfortunesradio.com/QCUE. And I know a lot of people might have referred people here. If you are listening in and you were referred by someone, make sure you go back to that person, sign up under them, you know, buy from them, honor those referrals, if you will. But if you are listening in and you are somebody that's interested in raising money, like for fundraising and all those types of issues, I know that these last couple of years have had to be a big problem for a lot of people that relied on outside donations, because the economy is tight. There's a lot of things that are going on, and everybody's kind of like trying to figure out where they might be able to save or maybe make money for the nonprofit organization. So whether it's a school or a church or whatever, you might want to focus on what Kent is going to mention next, because this is a great opportunity for people to be able to raise money every single month. One thing I just want to mention for those people that are thinking about it, you know, one of the things I really appreciate is there's no contracts, no gotchas, whatever. It's a month-to-month thing. So you pay for your services month-to-month. If not, like, this is a promotional gig, and if you cancel any time within 12 months, you have to pay a $300 termination fee like some of the cable companies do it or some of the other companies do it. There's no gotchas. There's no nothing. They handle their own customer service. They work on their own problem solving. They do a lot of really great things. And the other thing that really differentiates this from a lot of other services, besides the savings, when you start to add up what you might pay for subscription number this and subscription number that, it's already over $60. You also get pay-per-view with it as well. So that is a huge thing, especially for people that watch pay-per-view or sports fans and stuff like that. So, Kent, can you talk to us? First, I'll let you clarify or punctuate anything that I just said, and then let's move on to the nonprofit and fundraising portion.
Peter, you did a great job of explaining that part of it. Thank you so much. And as Vice President of Nonprofit Fundraising and Development, one of the things that we're able to do for individuals, for organizations, especially nonprofits, and I'll talk about nonprofits, but I also have a lot of individuals who are independent sales agents and for-profit organizations. But from the nonprofit side or independent sales side, for churches, schools, nonprofit organizations, no matter what they may be, municipalities. We're starting to get a lot of municipalities that are taking an interest in what we're able to do and provide for their citizens of their communities and what have you. So let's say for an active, 1,000 subscriptions, the organization would be paid a donation of $6 per month for every active subscription. And then basically $6 a month times 1,000 active subscribers, that's $6,000 a month or $72,000 per year. And that's just through the first level of our first tier of donations. And these are donations. They're not commissions to nonprofits. A donation is non-taxable. But if an individual is on board with us as an independent sales agent, they would receive a commission. Of course, commissions are taxable. But then a second tier is where those independent agents or nonprofit organizations bring on other subscriptions as well. There's another donation of $4 per month for each active subscription, and they receive $4,000 a month. That's $48,000 per year. So you add those up, it can be quite lucrative, especially with organizations that are really struggling out there. A lot of the nonprofits are out there, they're hanging on by a thread, and they have all types of fundraisers that they're trying to generate donations and what have you. Q, and our entire focus is to help nonprofit organizations, because David, believe it or not, was not some genius in the telecom world or in the communications world. He was a band director, and he spent most of his time, a lot of his time, fundraising so they could provide for equipment for their band and pay for trips and what have you. And he knew the importance of fundraising, and this is one of the most important aspects of what we do. Of course, we have many different verticals that we're reaching out to, and it's exciting to see the success that we're experiencing.
Excellent. So I know that you're really active with helping people as well. So for the people that are listening in, if you know somebody who's running a church or a bunch of churches or maybe, you know, different organizations that have their affinity groups relative to stuff, they could be the band directors. I mean, I remember when my son was in band in high school, they were constantly stressed out over trying to raise funds for different things in different areas. I mean, it's just a constant. It's just part of the thing. It'd be really nice instead of having to, I'll use like the Girl Scout cookie things, you know, worry about buying a box of cookies every once in a while. If you're passively switching to start to use Q streaming instead of Netflix or Hulu or some of the other ones that are out there, then you could be passively donating to that church, that school, that Boy Scouts group, or that other kind of issue, or whether it's either it's just a group for nonprofit or a group for profit, doesn't really matter. The idea that it's just one other way to be able to kind of transfer by some of the stuff that you're already buying and get a good deal in the process. So what typical things do people go through, or typical things do people have questions about relative to the service that maybe we should cover just a little bit? So what do we need to use Q-streaming? What's on the horizon sometime in the future to make it easier? So how does that stuff work? Because you mentioned we could use it on 5 different devices. What kind of devices, and what do I need for each kind of device to be able to use it on?
Okay, very good. Very good question, Peter. Thank you. Well, first of all, we currently have 2 systems. One is the Pro system, one is the Premium system. The Pro system is going to be starting to go away here. We've advanced our technology and everything to the Premium system. Of course, our Premium system would be for TVs, and you can use a Fire Stick 4K Max or a Fire Stick 4K Lite. The Premium works great on that. Now, I have to also clarify the fact that we're going into our leadership conference here with a lot of new technology and everything. So in a couple of weeks, we're going to have even more advanced technology and very simple to use things. From the other devices, whether it be your phone, your tablet, your computer, whatever, you can go in and we have our web Q player, which you can use on the website and access it that way.
So let me interrupt for a second. I have, I'm just going to use like a personal example. I have a young couple that I just met. He's doing some work on one of our cars. He came from California just last month. So if he had a Fire Stick and he was using Q streaming in California, he would have been able to bring all his devices, you know, to where we are over in Florida and be able to basically not have any service interruption with Q streaming, because he would still have his Fire Stick, he would still have his smart TV or whatever, and he'd be able to just basically plug and play it from when he moved from California to Florida. And then if he had a daughter that was going away to college, she'd be able to take her device, and if she was going to college in another city or state, she'd be able to take that with her wherever she goes. And he'd be able to have 5 family members on that device for that $59.99 per month. Am I correct?
Absolutely. You said that perfect, Peter. And also, and David Waddell, our founder, chairman, CEO, he's a young 66 years old, and he's a jet setter. I mean, he's on the plane going all across the country and meeting with people and organizations and what have you. I mean, he's not one of these that sits in his ivory tower and barks out orders and demands everything. He's out there helping people, and he flies all the time, and he's able to watch his on his own devices, whether it be his phone, his tablet, or his computer, on the plane. He's able to watch Q streaming, any of the movies that he likes to watch or TV series, right there in the airplane seat while they're flying, and that's just awesome when you think about it. Yes, sir.
Wow, that is amazing. It is amazing the way the technology is developing, and the technology today is going to be limited by how good it's going to be next week and next month. And as all this sort of stuff starts to develop, it's going to get better and better and better. So for those people listening in, you might have been referred by someone, make sure, you know, I don't have to say it, but just as a friendly reminder, always honor the lines of sponsorship or salesmanship or whatever. Go back to the person who referred you. If you want to see about, you know, hearing these radio shows again, if you go to buildingfortunesradio.com/Q, that's C-U-E, you'll be able to hear David's and now Kent's, and then we'll have other ones in the future as well as we start to maybe highlight more features or go through some technical stuff. But it's a no-brainer. If you like watching TV and you want to have that portability, if you like pay-per-view, and if you like to be, and I'm going to mention one other thing before we wrap this up, if you like to be able to have news coming in from, this is something that would be an affinity for me, news coming in from different sections of the world, you'll be able to do that as well. So if you want to see what's going on with Russia or with Israel or with whatever or any other country, you'll be able to see those types of shows, those types of stations. There's a lot of stuff that's available that quite honestly isn't available for most people on their regular cable access channels. And just amazing. And it's just amazing the amount of information that's out there. So I'll let you wrap it up, Kent. You can give whatever other information you want, and we'll call it a radio show.
Well, thank you very much, Peter, and I've been blessed by this opportunity, and I hope that your listeners are benefited too as well, because really, from a fundraising standpoint, in my position, QStreaming is the best fundraiser on the planet, and perhaps the last fundraiser organizations will ever need. And I've been in the fundraising business for many, many years in different things, and, you know, selling cookies and candies and popcorn and different items and what have you, but nothing can compare to what we have to offer from a nonprofit fundraising opportunity for people, and as well as for independent sales agents.
Excellent. Okay, good. And for those people that may know some influencers, there's a lot of people that are looking because they're afraid of whatever, being deplatformed, losing sponsorship, whatever. If you have an audience, you can certainly present this to your audience, and there's some people, I mean, they can get dozens, hundreds, or thousands of subscriptions if they run this as a commercial on their YouTube channels, their social media, their Instagram, their whatever. There's a huge opportunity for people to make money, people to use it for fundraising, people to be able to use it for just better services, all that sort of stuff as well. And, you know, one of the, probably the most, you know, well, not maybe the most important, but one of a certainly an important thing is the philosophy of the company is you guys are helping a lot of people, like a lot of people. You're a company that's giving back like crazy. I hear about the things that you're doing to help build facilities, to help fund different people in their situations. I mean, you're a company that cares. So if you want to give your money to a company that cares, you know, hook up with QStreaming for sure. So having said that, Kent, anything else you want to mention? Otherwise, we're going to call it a call.
Very good, Peter. I'd just like to say it's not about making the dollar. It's about making a difference, and that's our motto. It's more than making the dollar. It's about making a difference, and we're making a difference in lots and lots of people's lives and organizations' lives, like you said about giving back and helping organizations build facilities. One organization, one church in northern Indiana is raising $15 million to build a facility for designed specifically for handicapped children, and they'll be able to do that, and they are doing that in the process of through QStreaming and our fundraising efforts.
Excellent. So you can hear more if you go back to buildingfortunesradio.com/CUE. That's Q. Communication. What is it? Communication. What's the rest of it?
Unites everyone. Communication Excellent. Unites everyone.
Excellent. We're going to catch everybody next time on Building Fortunes Radio. Thanks, Kent. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.
powerful as the Cox Network. So powerful that one day, the Internet will let your doctor perform miracles from thousands of miles away.
Connecting to remote operating room.
Giving a whole new meaning to the term house call.
Operation complete.
The Cox Network. With gig speeds everywhere, it's Internet built for tomorrow, today. Cox, bringing us closer. In Cox serviceable areas, speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Cox terms apply. Other restrictions may apply.